back up to the upstate for a little baseball practice tonight. Can't wait for that. Ashley's back in the studios. Had a little power issue. Everything okay there now? I let the clock run out on me up there. I didn't get the shot off in time. The buzzer beater. The refs reviewed it. Didn't get it off in time.
24 second. All right. Talk about when I'm here alone, it's a little like horror movie-ish. Well, I'm sitting here talking to you about Wind Game, and everything just goes black in the studio. Thought I was about to meet my maker for a second, but board came back on.
Yeah.
We're having a couple technical difficulties, but should be able to get you guys as much of the show as possible on our end. So I didn't get kidnapped, and all is well.
That's great. It might have been a Georgia Tech fan with mad at us for saying they're going 6-6. So we might have some engineering guy out there, some Georgia Tech nerd out there cutting the power lines or something. But we're back. So where we are now, we had LSU. I had them 9-3. You had them 10-2. North Carolina, I had them 3-9. You had them 4-8. Cal, I had them 5-7. You had them 7-5. Miami, both had 11-1. Virginia Tech, you had 8-4. I had them at 7-5. Florida State, you had it 5-7. I had Florida State at 3-9. I think it's a disaster in Florida State. I think you have an interim coach in October coming to Death Valley or hosting Clemson. Syracuse, I had 4-8. You had 4-8. And we both had Georgia Tech at 6-6. So I got a bunch of texts to get to on this subject, but let's finish up. And I feel bad Manny Diaz lost his quarterback and his star wide receiver the very last day of the transfer portal, and dirty deeds done dirt cheap for what Miami did to him. I don't think it's going to be very well with Duke, but I'll let you take us into the Duke win game.
All right, let's
go. Oh, by the way, Ash, before we do that, South Carolina's coming up next. That's the most important one, so we'll get to that. Anyway, Duke.
All right, let's talk about it. Duke opens its schedule with Tulane, 3:30 on ACC Network. Thoughts?
I don't like it.
I think it's an L.
I thought about it. Willie Hall takes over at two. I think Tulane's good. A lot of those Tulane kids left to go to Florida, and a new coach. You know, Tulane won 20 games the last. Tulane, let's get this now. Tulane won 40. Let's see if I'm right by saying this. That Tulane won 43 games the last 4 years. Tulane's better than Duke. But first-year head coach, I'll give Duke a win. You're going to give him a loss.
All right, we'll split that one. That's going to be a fun game. Right. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
Illinois.
That's a loss.
Correct. Versus Stanford, I am going to give the Blue Devils a win there.
Win.
Win, yes. All right, William and Mary at home, giving Duke a win.
When Lou Holtz coached William and Mary and Bobby Bowden ran the score up on him, they met at midfield after the game.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you need to recruit a lot more Williams, a lot less Marys. That's a win for Duke.
That is a crazy quote. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. We just talked about it, but at Georgia Tech.
Oh, that's a loss.
Agree. I think I just called that a loss. I hope so.
It doesn't matter. Win game, you can do it. That's the thing at win game. You can change your mind the next team.
Oh, I love it. All right.
Fluid.
Yeah. North Carolina, win.
Win.
Virginia, loss.
Loss.
Boston College, win.
Win.
At NC State.
Loss.
I'm going win. I've given NC State. I haven't given them anything today. Yeah, I'm not high on them. I'm really not. All right. Miami, loss.
Agreed.
Clemson, loss.
Agreed.
At Wake, win.
Agreed. 6-6 for both of us.
That's a generous 6-6.
Yeah, and 5-5 coming into the Clemson game.
All right, I like it. All right.
All right. Now.
Here we go.
I wish I could get a little. Wish I could get a little sandstorm in there, man.
I wish I could get a little.
All right, this side over here, you're going to be my game. This side over here, you're going to be my cocks. One, two, three, game.
Cocks.
You've never been to Williams-Brice, have you?
I never have.
You've never been to Charleston. Yeah, you need to go to Charleston, though, and pass through Willie B to see that.
That's step one, is I got to go to Charleston.
Yes, yes.
No, I went Charleston to South Carolina either. Baseball game. Right. That was very, very, very cool. Love seeing all that.
Founders. Yep.
Never been nice. To Willie B.
All right. So let me preface South Carolina by saying this. There is a chance this year. I have thought about it, and David Pollack mentioned it yesterday. There is a chance that South Carolina can make the – there's also a chance that Shane Beamer doesn't make it to Death Valley.
You cut out on
I
that first
have
part.
Gone over, okay.
What was the first
there's
part of that
chance
talk?
South Carolina can make the – South Carolina can make the college football playoff.
Okay.
There's also the chance that they can that Shane Beamer doesn't make it to Death Valley. I have gone over every scenario I can. Best case, worst case. Best case, the North Sellers, and he gets his mojo back. That you find a way that Kendall Briles has a connection with him. That Kendall Briles gets it done. That the offensive line has improved. They run the ball a little bit. The defense is good. There's a chance South Carolina makes a big run and goes to the college football playoffs. There's also the chance that the offensive line falters again, that Briles – and I hear both sides on Briles, by the way, that Briles doesn't get it done and that Sellers continues to regress. And maybe his driving range internship is really hard.
He's exhausted.
It's bad and – exhausted from picking balls and people trying to look this way. If you live in Columbia and you go to the driving range he's working at and it's not going well, then you're trying to hit him in the picker. So I see both scenarios for Lenore Sellers and South Carolina. And again, I think it is a 50-50 chance between them making the playoffs and the other 50-50 chance of Shane Beamer not being the coach when they come to Death Valley.
I think they're mid.
That's crazy.
I think they're improved from last year, but they're not close to the playoff. They're just mid. That's what I see when I look at the schedule.
Somewhere, somehow, someway, South Carolina, it's usually going to be in between what you think. But I see a ceiling of 9-3 and making the playoffs, and I see a floor of like 5-7.
All right, let's talk through
and
it.
That's crazy.
Let's talk all through right. it. First game, Kent State, that's a win. Towson,
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
Versus Mississippi State. See, to me, that game is a toss-up.
It is a toss-up.
Based on what you've seen recently from South Carolina, from Lenore Sellers, from Nick Harbor,
yeah.
with Dylan Stewart, you're not sure if he's going to play. That's a toss-up game. And looking at the schedule, that's a must-win, which is why I cannot say this is a playoff team.
I would agree with everything you said except for maybe they're a playoff team.
I'm saying they're
not. I think we need to
not.
Do 2-win games for South Carolina.
All right.
All right.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
I need to do worst case or best case.
Let's do best case right now.
I'm going to give them a win there.
All right. Best case scenario.
Right. Yep.
At Alabama.
All right. They're going to beat Alabama. I'm telling you right now, South Carolina goes to Tuscaloosa and wins in Alabama.
They've been right there. They've been
and,
right there.
And that ain't
going
to go over very well.
All right. Versus Kentucky, your favorite team, apparently.
I can see this. I can see them winning in Tuscaloosa and then losing at home
Kentucky.
To Kentucky.
Yes.
But here's the deal. I'm going to give them a win. I'm saying South Carolina starting out 5-0 and ranked about 11th in the country.
This is not going to happen, but okay. Fair enough. All right. Then you head down to the swamp. And what
loss.
Goes out?
I'm high on Florida, man.
Okay.
Loss.
Okay. Then you have South Carolina versus Tennessee at home.
Tennessee. That's a win.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. This is best case scenario, everybody, for what we're – if you're just tuning in. At Oklahoma on Halloween.
Loss.
Okay.
Loss.
South Carolina versus A&M at home.
Loss.
I'm going to give them a win. This is best case scenario.
All right.
At Arkansas, that's a win.
Win.
Versus Georgia, loss.
Loss.
At Clemson.
Best case win, worst case loss.
Yep. All right, so this is the best case list.
So the best case is they lose to Oklahoma, A&M, and Georgia. The worst case, they lose to Mississippi State, Alabama, Kentucky, Florida, Tennessee, Oklahoma, A&M, Georgia, and Clemson. That's 3-9. But I'm going 8-4.
I'm going 8-4.
Saban keeps his job in Columbia.
I think they're 7-5. I think they're 7-5, to be honest
with
you.
So then that opens this up. Does Shane Beamer keep his job at 7-5? If you're the AD, let me set this scenario up for you.
Okay.
All right. Let me give you this. Shane Beamer, so far in Columbia, he has gone 7-6, 8-5, 5-7, 9-4, 4-8. And in year 6 goes 7-5. Ashby, make the case. You going to fire him or are you going to keep him?
Depends on what games you win and how you lose. If you beat Clemson, you knock off a couple opponents, and you're close against really good teams, and it turns out that an Oklahoma, a Texas A&M, a Georgia are all playoff teams or close to it, you keep Beamer if you go 7-5. Now, if you get blown out and get the, you know, brake speed off you and you lose to Clemson and you end your season on a thing, it's like the whole thing we talk about with the art class versus the math class, right? If the art doesn't look good.
Oh, you stole my thunder.
Look at that. Sorry.
Yes.
But if that's the case,
okay.
Then he gone.
I don't mind he's stealing the thunder because it means that I'm making an impact. I'm making an impression when anybody talks about art class and math class. I think I'm the only person on earth who puts it this way. The genesis for that was it's in golf. So in golf, we the saying is you hit a bad drive in the woods. On your second shot, you punch it below the tree line. It hits a tree. It goes down. You chip it up to 40 feet, and you make this bomb for a par. And you hadn't hit a good shot yet, except for your putt. And you write down a 4 on the scorecard. And in golf, we always say, well, it's a math class. It's not an art class. Like, it doesn't matter how you made the 4. Right? It could be an ugly shank in there somewhere. It could hit off a tree and kick on the green. And so it doesn't matter. What only thing that matters in golf is what number you write on a scorecard. So all golf rounds are not all, but for the most part, golf rounds are, it's a math class, not an art class.
Mm-hmm.
And we stumbled upon that for football. But it does matter, and it matters. And not only that, it's a chronological class because they always remember November. And so what if Sellers gets hurt early and you're struggling, and then you get to November and he's healthy and you beat A&M and you beat Arkansas and you beat Clemson and you go 3-1 in November and you're 7-5, but you went 3-1 in November. So it's also not just an art class, it's a chronological class. Did you finish the semester
strong
on a high note? Right.
I agree.
So,
I just don't feel good about the schedule. You got to go to Alabama, you got to go to Florida, to Oklahoma, to Clemson. You're telling me you come out of that with minimal damage After what I saw last year, I don't see it, man.
They've got some dudes, though. Like, Sellers is a dude.
Is he?
Nick Harbor's a dude. Yeah. Yeah, he is.
The offensive line is going to be better, which I think they are. You haven't seen him in action. Nick Harbor is a freak of nature. Is he going to be an improved wide receiver? Is Dylan Stewart going to be healthy?
That's a very good point.
Yeah, they're dudes, but they have to play that way.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. No, I like it. I'm with you. I am past the plate. I'm putting it over here. I'm with you.
I'm going to do some math
texture
now.
Texture says, okay, all right. You want to tell me what the math's about, or are you just going to do some math?
I'm going to do some math of what we think everybody's record's going to be, Clemson's going to play, what it's going to be entering, and see where we differ.
Okay.
We'll get back to you. Keep this posted, probably on the Roar Twitter page.
Okay. With that said, Texas, Mickey and Ashby, I agree on almost all of your win-loss games except Syracuse. I'm high on them. When Fran Brown has a quarterback, he's pulled off big wins. I'm looking for them to upset Notre Dame in the Dome in the last game of the season. That might be to save his job, maybe. Maybe. Texas said, they had dudes last year, too. It's a good point. They had dudes last year, too. The offensive line hurt them. One great thing about football is, and Clemson found this out with their secondary, and South Carolina found this out with the offensive line, there's a reason why football is the greatest team sport out there. If everybody doesn't do everything right, if you got these major areas of weakness, it shows. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
And
how you like that one?
That's a good one. And also, if you have dudes, they have to play that way, or else you are really going up a creek, no paddle.
You can either be dudes or dude wipes. All right, so.
In this world, there's two kinds of people.
Dudes and dude wipes.
Which one are you today? That's how I imagine myself
as a
parent.
I'm
telling
always
my child
a dude.
That.
No. Always a dude, man. Remember this when it comes to – this is a great, great saying about Lenore Sellers right now. The strength of the pack is the leader, but the strength of the leader is the pack.
I feel like I'm listening to like
– probably more appropriate for C.J. Bailey at NC State. But you're only as strong as your weakest link. And when you had no run game last year, it wasn't all everybody else's fault, by the way, at South Carolina. When you didn't have a run game and your offensive line was bad, Superman didn't bail you out. And because Lenore Sellers didn't play well, he didn't process it. They did a double spy on him. They took away the run, and he took away the run. He was refusing to run. A, he wanted to prove he's a pocket passer to the NFL, and then B, he wanted to protect his body. So he does not go without blame. But he better now kick it back into gear, or else he might be back next year trying to prove his NFL stock for another year.
Yeah, you can't be taking
– interesting.
47-yard sacks. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Second 57.
Oh, my.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I do need to tell you about my friends at Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings. Love my friends at Ingles. Here's the bottom line is that it is tailgate season, friends. High school football tomorrow night. Loving that. Loving the fact that the weather's going to cool down just a little bit. We're going to cook out all weekend long. Now, my wife and I are going out for dinner tomorrow night, but Saturday and Sunday, I'll probably do a little Boston butt out there. I don't know. Might do some brisket out there. We'll do some scallops on the Blackstone, man. We're going to grill with the breakfast. I'm going to grill all weekend long. When I get back to the upstate, I'm headed to fill back up with the gas at Ingles, and I'm headed to the meat, the butcher department, back to the butcher shop, and I'm headed to get the seafood. We're going to cook out all weekend long. Love Ingles. Can't wait to get back to the upstate in Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings. All right, now, Ashby, we'll take this break. When we come back, I have an Indiana thought.
Ooh,
that
fun.
I think is, and this is not an original thought. I'm stealing this from somebody. But I think it is one of the strongest points I can make on this show today. Short break. We'll come back, talk about it after this.
What's going on, everybody? Sam Jones here. I'm excited to serve as the lead commentator for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls Markets again this season. As per our tradition, our week one matchup will be Easley at Pickens to kick the campaign off. You can join Grayson Mann and I this Friday night at 7 p.m. for pregame and 7:30 p.m. for kickoff as we start the 2026 high school football season with a bang. The Roar, where every day is game day.
My great friends over at Double Dog Video, check them out. Their video, their website's great. Their website, you know, is going to be great. So check out some of their videos right now for some of the great companies out there now and see, man, you know, envision like your company. What story do you want to tell? Do you know the story you want to tell? If you don't, they can help you with that. If you know what that you want to tell, then they can help you with that as well. The videography, the writing of the copy, the editing, they're going to make the story look and pop and shine. The Double Dog Dare says that if you don't like your video, you give it back, and they give you money back, and no one's ever taken advantage of that. 30 years of experience, 60 national regional awards. Do what we did at the Roar. Go to DoubleDogVideo.com.
No scripts.
No spin.
Yeah.
Just the truth.
105.5 and 97.5.
The Roar.
Where every day is game day.
I'm Blake Bowden, owner of Top Rail Fence. A well-built fence at your business or home made of quality materials can stand the test of time and enhance the value. Top Rail Fence proudly serves Anderson, Clemson, Seneca, Pendleton, Central, and surrounding areas, offering premium wood, vinyl, aluminum, chain link, and a lifetime workmanship warranty. Lasting value for every business and home. Mention Radio 10 and save 10% on your new fence. Schedule a free estimate online at toprailfence.com.
Are you ready to fly out west? Breeze Airways is back with the region's only nonstop flights to Los Angeles, California from GSP International Airport. Enjoy low fares, no change or cancellation fees, and convenient nonstop service. Make your next trip seriously nice on Breeze Airways. Visit flybreeze.com to book your flight from GSP today.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
If you're building the ultimate game day setup in your garage, basement, or man cave, cheap vinyl stickers and faded posters just won't cut it. You need real hand-painted craftsmanship. Imagine Studios delivers precision customized logo painting built for true fans across the upstate. Clean lines, bold color, and unmatched quality, hand-painted right on your wall. Take your game day space to the next level. Call 864-293-1672 or visit ImagineStudiosSC.com today.
Looking for thrills? Then welcome to the South Carolina Education Lottery, where excitement's the name of the game. And every chance at a win...
Just one more. Come on, so close.
Comes with the chance of a whiff.
Ugh. Well, no biggie.
Nicely done. You handled it like a pro. Because when the stakes start getting too real and you find yourself playing for more than fun, it might be time to take a break.
Good point.
Playing for fun makes you a better player, and a better player is a better you. Learn more at seeducationlottery.com.
Guys, football season is just around the corner. Don't let low testosterone...
Point was that here's a program that is bringing back Hardy on defense. They're bringing back... Or they went out and got Josh Hoover, maybe the best quarterback in the country in the transfer portal, maybe. They went and got Turbo Richard, a guy that last year had over 1,000 yards rushing. Charlie Becker comes back. You bring back the best center in all of football. And you bring back an All-American, Carter Smith, maybe the best left tackle, I should say, left tackle in football. Here's the point. that I finally got to. If Indiana's name on their jersey was Ohio State or Oregon or Georgia or Notre Dame or Texas or better yet, Alabama, Indiana would be preseason number one. Because it is Indiana, they're preseason number six. They are getting dinged because they're not a blue blood. Am I making a decent point here?
Thank you. It went, can you hear me?
Make yes.
It, okay. Five teams got yes. first yes. place votes. All right? The eight people. Ohio State with 40, Oregon with 14, and then Indiana with 8, okay? So this tells me that a lot of voters, 8 of them, were high enough on Indiana to make them the first-place team in the country. Only 2 more teams above them, right? And others are
right.
hesitant because of, I mean, losing a Heisman quarterback, thinking about can you recreate the magic again, all of that stuff. So I understand that side of it, too, you know. But to be honest with you, it tells me a lot about how, and I heard Ben and Kwok say this the other day, and I totally agreed. It tells you a lot about how an Oregon and an Ohio State, especially an Ohio State, is viewed just in consistency. Kwok is such a good point. They almost feel like a placeholder right now if you're not sure, and the way that Alabama or maybe a Clemson felt like a placeholder in the 2010s, you know? But that's not to say that everybody picked Indiana to be sixth in the country. A lot of people wanted them to be first. It just got weighed down by, you know, the people on the other side of it that don't believe in a new team. That makes sense?
I believe in the placeholder. Yes, 100%. I believe in the consistency part of it. I mean, they've won at least 11 games in every year since COVID. All right? They've got 5 straight years of winning at least 11 games. A placeholder in there. They've recruited well. They've got talent just falling out of their ears. They have talent. I get it. But here's my final point, and I think my strongest point. What happened the last time Ohio State played Indiana?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened the last time Oregon played Indiana? What happened the last time Miami played Indiana?
Now,
you're
right. I would say the only one of those that I could see still ranking above Indiana would be Oregon, because they're, I think, probably returning the most of any of those teams. But in Ohio State over Oregon, just because they're Ohio State, or over Indiana, I don't necessarily know that that makes sense right now.
Ohio State goes to Indiana on October the 17th. Stay tuned for a guarantee with our North Hills Auto segment coming up a little bit later on. See, here's where we've made mistakes. We are dinging Indiana because they're not a blue blood. Alabama, we just saw the last time they played Alabama, they beat them 38-3. Now, Indiana's right ahead of Alabama, but the point is that if Alabama was the defending national champion, if Alabama went out and got the number one quarterback in the portal, if Alabama's bringing back what they're bringing back with the nation's best offensive lineman, if they're bringing back like 8 starters on defense, including the best linebacker in the country, then Alabama will be preseason number one. Indiana is getting dinged because it's Indiana. But here's where you made the mistake. In the NIL era, in the transfer portal era, you can't think of Indiana in 1985, 2005, 2015. This is an Indiana team that's gone 27-2 the last 2 years, gone 17-1 in the Big Ten the last 2 years. The only teams that beat them the last 2 years played for the national championship. This is a team that crushed Alabama, that crushed Oregon. This is a team that went through – the teams ranked ahead of them right now, they just beat Ohio State. They just beat Oregon. Last time they played them, like they were the better team, they were better side. And but because their name is Indiana, then they're not preseason number one. I'll tell you this, Ashby, I'm almost close to making another guarantee. Indiana is going to be as good this year as they were last year.
That's it. You're guaranteeing it?
You can make a case. I'm not guaranteeing it yet. All right. But I am considering it. You can make a case that they're more talented this year. So, I don't have time to make. When we come back, I'll make the case where they're more talented. How about that?
Please do. This is fun. I'm excited.
All right. Short break. We'll come back. More of Indiana. Rah, rah, Indiana. Back home again in Indiana. We'll do it after a short break.
24/7, 365. The action never ends. For around-the-clock sports talk, catch the worldwide leader in sports on ESPN Radio. Right here on The Roar. A proud affiliate of the ESPN family.
Greer Flooring Center, if you'd have told me 15 years ago to do some pre-shopping online, I'd go, what are you talking about pre-shopping? Now I do it. Now I go to Greer Flooring Center. So when I walked in at Greer Flooring Center, I kind of knew a little bit what to look for, but then they blew my doors away. Let's talk about a consultation team. Ask me, true story, when I met one of their guys over there, you know, meet people all the time and they go, hey, I love your show, listen to your show, what do you think about Clemson, what do you think about South Carolina? The general manager introduced me to one guy and he goes, Mickey, this guy I'm going to introduce you to, he didn't know who you are, he didn't know anything about sports, he couldn't tell you who Bill Belichick was, couldn't tell you who Dabo Sweeney was, all this guy knows is carpet, he knows carpet backwards and floorings, he knows tile backwards and flooring forwards, he knows hardwoods backwards and forwards, that's all the guy does, he eats, sleeps, drinks, flooring, that's who I want to be involved with. 35 years in Greer, 3 years now, I believe it is, in Easley, we love Greer Flooring Center. Residential and commercial flooring. When you need a floor, let's talk to them first. See if you get a great consultation team. And check them out, GreerFlooringCenter.com.
The Upstate Sports Leader, 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar FM, where the Upstate sounds off.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
It's true. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing to everyone, meaning you get every discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at both dealerships, they're having a summer clearance sale. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s and Ram 1500s. Heavy-duty trucks are discounted too. Buy now and get zero payments for 90 days. Plus, attractive financing is available. So hurry to Lake Kiwi. They're between Seneca and Clemson and always open.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation, and if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8800.
Yes, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is your answer when it comes to emergency rentals, festivals, wedding, or backyard parties.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, if you're in upstate South Carolina, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is locally owned, dependable, and your local portable toilet company.
Call 864-238-8800.
When you're craving scratch-made food, 29-degree draft beer, and the best seat in the house for every game, there's only one place to go, Twin Peaks. From juicy burgers and smoked in-house wings to ice-cold brews served by the friendliest team around, wall-to-wall TVs mean you never miss a moment. So grab your crew and head to Twin Peaks, where the views are great, the food hits hard, and the beer is always colder than your ex's heart. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Got a roof problem? Don't wait for it to become a bigger one. Call Adams & Co. Roofing and Remodeling, your local experts in fast, reliable roof repairs. Unlike other companies, Adams & Co. uses their own in-house repair technician team. No subcontractors, no runaround, just skilled professionals who know your roof and stand behind their work. From leaks and missing shingles to storm damage and wear and tear.
Scrimmage, by the way. We'll talk about that maybe the next hour, and certainly looking forward to getting back to the upstate. We're going to talk here in this segment. I'll give you the Indiana guarantee, maybe. I'll tell you why they might be better. We'll take a phone call here quickly. I want to talk about Trail Tailored Homes. I am so fortunate to have some very successful friends who have very high-end homes, and I know this. If you're looking for the high-end home, the place to build it now is Trail. Trail Tailored Homes is doing a great job with that. I have some friends that are thinking about some high-end home renovation stuff. Well, let's do that. Let's do it at Trail. Let's let Will and the great team, Matt Ruth and the great team, 25 years of experience pay off for you. High-end homes up in Cashers and Highlands, high-end homes on Jocassee and Kiwi and Hartwell and Greenville in the upstate. Let's take care of it with the best in the business. Go with Trail, T-R-E-H-E-O.com, 800-319-7006. Ask about the same better building experience. It doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be adversarial. It can be awesome. And have new relationships emerge from it at Trail. T-R-E-H-E-O.com, 800-319-7006. Before I make my case of Indiana might be better this year, let's get to Tennessee Duke on our Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines. Good morning, Tennessee Duke. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm great. I'm down here in Charleston, and life's great. And I will tell you this, though, Tennessee Duke. Last night, I sent Ashby this screenshot. Last night at 8:38 p.m., I just went on the Weather Channel, looked at it. The real feel here, the field temperature here, was 104 at 8:38 last night. So,
yeah, I lived down there for 2 years when I worked down there a couple of years ago, and it gets quite scorching hot. They're in Savannah both. It's like, you know, it's ridiculous. Even at night, it doesn't seem like it cools down much. Hey, I wanted to pick your brain real quick on.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to pick your brain real quick on Tennessee football. We've got a pretty deep football team all the way around except for quarterback, but we've got two really talented guys that are battling for the job. We're deep at running back. We got a returning plus 2,000-yard running back in Deshaun Bishop. Probably the deepest and best offensive line Tennessee's had since Heupel's been there. The best wide receiving crew, but probably most definitely since he's been there. Deep at linebacker, one of the top 5-6 linebacker crews in the country. Finally got some depth and deep at defensive back and safety, except we lost Farouk the other day, but we're still okay back there. It's just the quarterback position. I mean, is you know, can two of those guys play well enough not to screw up? Playmakers, you got deep.
I totally agree. I think people are. Yeah, I think people are sleeping on Tennessee. But it does come back to, I think the reason to sleep on it is it going to be Brandon? Is it going to be McIntyre? And what's the offense look like? You're talking about two freshmen and redshirt freshmen that are big body guys that are five-star coming out of high school guys. What's crazy is that we give Vanderbilt credit for their five-star high school guy, and they're going to be great.
Yeah.
But with Tennessee, we ding them on it because you got two rather than one. You know,
and I'll make this point, Mickey. What quarterback has struggled under Josh Heupel ever?
None, ever. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the biggest thing. Well, to me, the single biggest difference and the reason I'm buying Tennessee right now is you had a major issue at defensive coordinator, and you went out and you got Jim Knowles.
Yeah,
and upgrade. I think that's going to be a huge difference for you. Yep, major upgrade. So I'm buying it, buddy. I'm buying it. Tennessee Duke, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Hope you have a great day today. Ashby,
yeah, and the other freshman quarterback
he makes
that
great
he ever,
points.
He, Yeah, the other freshman quarterback to ever coach, Dylan Gabriel. I mean, how'd he turn out? I mean, he's a great quarterback coach, and he knows what he's doing. So I trust him to get one of those guys ready to go. But anyway, Mickey, just give me your thoughts on him. And have a great day and safe travels for you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. Bishop is a 1,000-yard back. He's right. Staley and Matthews and Davis, these are excellent options at wide receiver. This offensive line, you got Sam Pendleton from Notre Dame coming in. David Sanders in his second year. I like the offensive line an awful lot. The defensive line, defense with Arian Carter and with Moss is a great linebacker core. Defensive tackle, defensive end maybe a little bit, but I think you'll be fine there. The secondary is going to be good. I mean, everywhere you look at it, Tennessee. Now schedule-wise, you got Texas, Alabama, at A&M, LSU, at Vanderbilt maybe, South Carolina on the road maybe, at Georgia Tech maybe. The schedule is fairly difficult. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't know, it might be Brandon. It might be McIntyre. I don't know who it's going to be. I hadn't followed it close enough yet. But those are two very highly rated guys. And Josh Heupel scores points. But to that point, last year they averaged 39 points a game. They averaged, actually 39.8. They averaged 40 points a game, but went from 10-3 to 8-5. Why? Because they went from giving up 16 points a game to giving 28 points a game. What did you do to rectify that? You went out and you hired Jim Knowles. Jim Knowles from who was at Oklahoma State, then went to Ohio State, then went to Penn State. And Josh Heupel is going to score points. I think Tennessee's very, very underrated. I'll agree with Tennessee Duke.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think listening to this discourse, I may have underrated Tennessee myself.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I was not super high on them last year, to be honest with you, but – they might be a lot better. We'll just have to see. First year under DC, you never really know.
Last year, they weren't good. Last year, the Georgia game broke their heart. The overtime loss to Georgia at home broke their heart because they were 5-1 with only loss to Georgia. And then they went to Alabama and got beat. They went to had Oklahoma at home. That was a heartbreaker, Oklahoma coming into Neyland and beating them. And then Vanderbilt just crushed them. And then they lost their bowl game. So the hard part there was they beat everybody they're supposed to beat. There was not a great win on the schedule last year. Ashby, let me give you this. Last year they beat Syracuse, East Tennessee State, UAB, Mississippi State, Arkansas, Kentucky, New Mexico State, and a bad Florida team. 8 wins, but not there's not a good win among them. The good teams they played, Georgia beat them. Alabama beat them, Oklahoma beat them, Vanderbilt beat them, Illinois beat them. So it was a blah year. Didn't have any great wins there.
And if I recall, but some of those not great wins were kind of close, too. Wasn't the Mississippi State game close?
Mississippi State should have beat them.
Yeah, I remember
Mississippi
that.
State, they gave that game away, and I don't know how they won that one. They beat Arkansas by 3. It's a very good point. So those are back-to-back games. They found ways to win that one. All right, I want to continue here. I only have a couple minutes. I'll make the point quickly about Indiana. Last year, you lost Mendoza. This year, you go Josh Hoover, who in he's thrown for 9,600 yards and 71 touchdowns in his career at TCU. Going into it, you might be better at quarterback. But you say better than the number one pick, better than the Heisman Trophy winner? Maybe. Coming into it, he's better than what Mendoza was coming in. And so I'll give you that. The last 2 years, Richards has rushed for a combined 1,000 yards at Boston College. Now, you lost Hamby and Black at running back, but I think you'll be able to run the ball still behind a great offensive line. You lost Cooper and Shred at wide receiver. What'd you do? You went out and got Nick Marsh, who the last 2 seasons caught 1,300 balls. He caught 59 balls last year at Michigan State, 1,300 yards the last 2 years. Becker comes back. You lost your tight end. You go down to Miami, and you get a redshirt freshman named Shatt. You lost one offensive lineman, so you go to Wisconsin to get Joe Bruner, a 3-year starter there. up and down, wherever you lost somebody, you went out and, like, at cornerback, you lost Pons, a great cornerback. What they do? They went out and got A.J. Harris, who was at Georgia and at Penn State, was at a great Penn State career. The point through all that is that with more NIL money, do you think they're going to sit around and get worse or go out and get some of these guys? In the transfer portal last year, they get two defensive ends from Kansas State. They get Harris. They get Hoover, Turbo Richards, Brock Schott was the guy's name, and they get Nick Morris. These guys, they go get Shaz Preston, a wide receiver that's from Alabama that caught 43 passes last year. There's a chance they might be better. And the schedule's tough because you got Ohio State in the regular season this year. You got Southern Cal and you got Michigan. I mean, the schedule is very difficult for them. But you got Kurt Cignetti, they're 27-2, and they upgraded at almost every position where they lost somebody. They got the best linebacker in the country, the best offensive lineman in the country. Crazy to think about, but they might be better. If you just think about, like, who would you rather have, last year's player at this position or this year's player at this position? You might be better.
I'm not fully in
I'm not saying Josh Hoover's going to win the Heisman.
Better Mendoza. Yeah. I'm not fully there with you.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Coming in, he's better. Let's debate that. Let's look at coming in stats, where Mendoza was and where Hoover was when we come back. Short break. Ashby, there's no Paul Strelitz, so Ashby and Mickey kicking off more Indiana talk when you come back for our
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. The sports world never stops spinning. We bring order to the athletic calendar. From sunup to sundown, we've got you covered with the most up-to-date sports talk on the airwaves. 105.5, 97.5, The Roar. Your upstate sports authority.
Hey, our terrific friends at Falls Park at Kiwi, I hope that Jim Anthony calls me friend because I call him friend. You know, it's one of those I benefit more than he benefits. But Falls Park at Kiwi is an awesome, awesome place. Let's get that next home site. Let's go tour these properties. Let's look at these beautiful, beautiful lots in between Lake Jocassee and Lake Kiwi. Let's learn more about the boat docks, the private boat docks they have. Let's learn more about the concierge service at Jocassee they have. Let's learn more about this great location. Let's learn more about Bikini Falls. Let's learn more about the miles of trails, the nature trails they have there, and the gated community and where this is. $150,000 lots, up to $250,000 lots. Hey, these go fast. I know this about Jim Anthony properties. A sense of urgency is here. Check this good time out. Boy, no one knows this area like this guy. No one develops like this guy. It's fallspark@kiwi.com.
We call it like it is. Even if you don't like it, we are 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
I'm a Tiger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Do the dishes in your china cabinet rattle when you walk through your dining room? Do your floors feel soft, bouncy, or uneven? The real problem may not be your floors, it could be what's underneath them. Elevated moisture levels or standing water in your crawl space can damage your home's foundation and create costly repairs down the road. Call Crawl Space Medic today and mention code RADIO for a free inspection. Get honest answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers. No gimmicks, no pressure, no upselling. Crawl Space Medic.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready.